Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klamim Hey, and we're moving on from the halachas of Tzar Bali Chayim to the halachas of the proper way to act when a person is eating a suda. So in Siman Beis, the Chayyadim says Lo yechol derech rav sonus. A person shouldn't eat in a way that looks like he's starving. So even when a person is hungry, a person should control himself and eat slowly and respectfully, as opposed to the person who's gorging himself from food because as if he's ra'ev, he's starving. The way the Mishnah explains this, if a person, let's say, has something he wants to tear, make a big rip down the middle. So he holds it with two hands and he gives this big rip. So you shouldn't hold your piece of meat like that and rip it down the middle, or your bread or something of that sort. You pull a piece off, or you cut a piece off, however it is. But the idea of like ripping it, is a form of rav sonus. He's acting more animalistic than he's acting as a human being would be acting during the meal. Well, yashuch prusa b'yinichena al shulchan. A person shouldn't bite from something, a piece of bread or food, and then put it back on the table. Because people could find that the fact that your bite marks are there people find that a little bit uncomfortable. So you're going to, it's not a derech eretz to other people there. And then it's even not a derech eretz to yourself as well. You don't pass the piece then to somebody else, obviously. You don't put it back on the plate. The communal plate referring to over here, Shema Humo Sagar, somebody might find that to be he will be disgusted by it. He'll find that uncomfortable. Well, Yishtik Mikais Vitan Chaver Lishtois. A person shouldn't drink from a cup and then pass the cup to another person to drink from, because the person's saliva is on the cup. Even if we're family members and we know each other, but I might find that uncomfortable, the idea that I'm drinking from your saliva. So it's not proper to pass it to the other person, because that it's the whole action will make the other person repulsed. He'll find it repulsive. Person should not hold a large piece of bread in his hand and bite out of it. That itself, again, is a form of rav sonus. So a person should not hold a large piece. Now, the piece that he says a person should not hold is the size of a kebeya. Now, we've discussed until now the size of a kebeya is one slice of bread. So if the size of a kebeya is one slice of bread, so then a sandwich becomes a fascinating question. So a person theoretically could take a sandwich and cut it down the middle, and then the pieces that he's holding are less than a kebeya, and eat it as such. But Rabbi Simon, the Swarti Goyin, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, said that nowadays it's become normal to eat a sandwich, so it's not considered derech rav sonus to do so. There are places which suggest that a person should be machmer even nowadays and try to avoid it. But once upon a time, that was a kebeah was a large amount of bread. It was the size of more than a kebeah was really considered like a suda. So for them, that was a large amount, so therefore, that was problematic. Nowadays, it's become normal to eat it like that. It's not considered derech rav sonus. Similar halacha, which says that a person, when he cuts his paris at the beginning of the hamotzi, so in Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can take a large piece to show kavod Shabbos, kavod Yom Tov, that you want to have a large, you want to enjoy your meal, etc. But during the week, a person should not cut a piece which is larger than the size of a kebeya, or larger than a kebeya. Because again, it looks like he's taking this big hunk of bread for himself, and that's improper. So the poskim suggest that nowadays, if one slice of bread is a kebeya, that's called normal. Once upon a time, that was considered a davar chashuv. So therefore, taking a kebeya basachas looks like you're trying to take a big hunk of bread, and that's a problem. But if nowadays that's a normal size of a slice, so there's nothing wrong with that. A person would take the equivalent of two large slices by doubling that. You understand? So that's what he looks like he's trying to grab. So that's improper to do. We've been assuming that the size of a kebeya is the equivalent of a slice of rye bread. If you buy from the bakery, the rye bread from the bakery, a 2-pound loaf, so it's more narrow at the ends and it's wider in the middle. You take one slice out, that's the size of a kebaya. There's some who disagree and say that's even more than a kebaya. But again, even if that would be so, but since nowadays that's the size of a normal slice, that's not considered derech chamsana, to do so. The last point that the Chayyadim says is, he shouldn't pick up all of the little crumbs and put them on the table. Some understand it's referring to crumbs that have fallen to the ground. So that it's like picking at the food. And again, people will find that uncomfortable. The person is playing with his food, picking with his food, etc. So the common thread with all of these things is a certain derech eretz to the individuals who are there, and a certain honor to yourself that you're not this animal which is trying to gorge yourself on food, but you're eating the food in a more delicate way. Have a good day.